It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Doug LaMalfa, who represents the 1st Congressional District of California, is a member of the House Ag Committee, also Natural Resources, I think Transportation and Infrastructure. And could you not figure out a way to get like 3 or 4 more committees in there?
Yeah, it's plenty to do. As I'm supposed to be in a committee right now, so we'll have to knock this out quick. But there's plenty going on. But they're all good committees that are very aligned with what our district needs, and you know, the type of rural nature of it and industry we have there or would like to have there.
One of the issues you've seen in your district is devastating wildfires. There's also been some flooding through parts of the state as well. Does that just highlight
locusts? You know, I mean, what?
Yeah. You've got plenty of challenges there.
Well, does water need to be one? We can handle challenges if we can just get cooperation from government entities to help us do them. It really isn't that hard when we can set our mind to doing the work that needs to be done.
And water, is there a solution to making sure the state has the water it needs, especially for ag?
Well, there used to be forward-thinking folks that built the Central Valley Project back in the 30s and such, and then the State Water Project really got a lot of momentum in the 60s with two of the big projects in my district are Lake Shasta, 4.5 million acre feet, Lake Oroville, 3.5 million acre feet. And those are kind of the mainstays of California's stored water supply. And there's other good ones as well. And we were fortunate this year. We had so much snowpack and rainfall that we basically filled those reservoirs up, as well as Folsom and San Luis Reservoir and several others. So everything's doing pretty good. New Melones is about, I think, 80%. It's a little harder to fill. One of the maddening ones is the Trinity up there, and they let so much water out, it's probably going to be lucky to hit 80% of capacity. And so it's a battle of not only building the storage, but you know, also keeping the water for a use that's actually useful for a lot more people.
I know you're pretty passionate about management of forest. Yep. You've lost a community or two in your district in the past. Is that something you've teed up for this Congress?
Well, I'm glad to be the chairman of the Subcommittee on Forestry and Agriculture, and that has direct oversight of U.S. Forest Service, which is a big part of the problem of them not moving at what we call the pace and scale they should be on managing those lands. And so many of the fires that start in those lands become giant conflagrations, you know, which the Dixie Fire of 2 years ago burned 1 million acres in my district. It kind of picked up where the campfire, which burned Paradise, it started just a few miles from the origin of the campfire. It burned north, and the campfire one burned more or less west and devoured about 90% of the town of Paradise. The Dixie Fire burned about 75% of the town of Greenville and all of the town of Canyon Dam nearby. And there's so many of these stories. You know, we had the Beckworth Fire farther over on the east that, you know, ate a lot of houses over there and property. And of course, all these are burning up the people's assets, their national forests. And the downside, not only that, of them being gone is the loss of habitat, the wildlife, the effect it has on our watersheds with all the ash and then later erosion. You know, when you lose all this, you get erosion on these hills, and so it turns into mud and gets in the streams and gets eventually into the water supply in some of our lakes. In some cases, it could even block the ability for the hydroelectric plants to operate as it blocks off the penstock. So positive forest management has so many good things to it. The only thing it doesn't please is the environmental groups that don't seem to want any of it to happen.
Last one here for you. It's 2023, mm-hmm. Time to write a new farm bill or reauthorize a farm bill. What are you watching there?
Well, as a member of the Ag Committee, we've been active getting around the country, having a lot of listening sessions. Our chairman, G.T. Thompson, has been doing an excellent job of coordinating, pulling that together. I've been on several of the stops, not every single one, but Pennsylvania and Connecticut and Texas and Oregon, Central California. Some of these are also hearings on forestry as well, so I'm kind of blending them. But it's all important to the product that we need to get out this year. We don't want to have a failure in getting the farm bill. So Chairman Thompson and all of us are very focused on being successful getting something out of the House, maybe by the end of July, and that'll give enough time before the turns into a pumpkin in September, at the end of September. And because we don't want that to lapse. If it lapses, then we have to either do a stopgap temporary measure, or if it reverts back to the bill not being renewed, then it goes back to 30s Dust Bowl era type backup legislation, which won't be very good for anybody the way that works. So we're optimistic that we're going to get there. There doesn't seem to be any pushback from any groups on going forward. We have to get Democrats and Republicans to agree on it. The Dems are always really focused on the social side of it, meaning the SNAP program, which is about 82% of the funding of the farm bill. And, it needs to be renewed as well, and we need to do a good job of that. But like any program, it's also proper for us to look at are things needed to make it work better, and the people that are truly eligible are the ones that benefit best. Then, other parts include the conservation piece and actually the production ag part, which is what keeps farmers farming. And, crop insurance is very important. Disaster relief is offset if you have more and more crop insurance. More specialty crops want to be included in that. You want to have a good safety net for that. Our walnut growers from California, for example, had a really bad year last year. So we want to have them be able to be in the safety net so they don't have to come hat in hand for help on recovering from that. So we're helping them right now, but going forward, you just want to have a strong net for everybody.
So good to see you. Thanks for your time.
Well, thanks for having
me. I know it's a busy time for you, so come back and see us, will you?
Yeah, it's a little crazy lately, but it's good. I think we're getting good things done. We got this debt limit stuff behind us, and now we can focus back on the things that are really going to advance good policy once again. So I'm looking forward to that.
It's the Honorable Doug LaMalfa, representing the 1st Congressional District of California, joins us on today's Agribusiness Report.